clap like you're in Zambia. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I go to different places. I told you already. You know, I'm full of telling stories. Are you tired of my stories? You know, if I closed my eyes and I didn't know which country I was, and something happens that you have to clap, and I'm not opening my eyes, from what I hear, I can say that's Zambia clapping. Praise the Lord. And if it's, I don't want to mention their name. If it's that particular village, I can tell. I said, that's that village clapping. But, you know, when I clap, they don't give me chance to clap every time because, you know, this thing is in my hand here. I think one day I will go up high. I will use this one, the pot here. Then my two hands will be free. Then I will teach you how to clap. Don't clap yet. If I were to clap, I see Satan there. And I see one of his ears on this side. One of his ears on this side. And I want to show him. I won't even talk. I won't say, Satan, leave me alone. Satan, go. All I will do, I put my hands together. I clap. When his ears feel my clapping, he'll say, it's enough. Let me go. Now, do it. Amen. You know, the devil will not know what to do with you if we're always happy. If he comes near your side, you are happy. You say, you give me a chance to clap today. If he runs away, you are happy. You say, I'm clapping because he's running away. If he comes near, I'm clapping because he's near. If he's quiet, I say, why are you quiet? I clap because he's quiet. If he's making a noise, I clap because he's making a noise. He says, what do I do with this man? Satan does not know what to do with me. But I know what to do with him. What are you? Praise the Lord. Well, you wonder why I'm still, you say, time is going. I don't know where your own time has gone. My time is here. How about you? My time is here in Jesus' name. You know, if I can avoid preaching this time, I will avoid preaching. Because, you know, what I just want to do this time is to give you your paycheck. You've been working and working, and you didn't remember to collect your salary. And then I come to you, I say, did you know you have a paycheck waiting for you? Everybody that serves the Lord has a paycheck waiting for them. Yeah. It will be yours in Jesus' name. Yeah. Injection is coming. This injection will not hurt you. It will not disturb you at all. This one will inject power into your life. Yeah. Authority into your life. Yeah. You'll never be the same again in Jesus' name. Yeah. Why don't you raise up your hand? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your happy children. I thank you, Lord, for your children who are serving you. And I pray that none of your children will miss their reward in Jesus' name. You said anyone that gives a cup of cold water to the prophet in the name of a prophet will not lose his reward. All your workers here, the singers, the orchestra, usher, choir, church leaders, church preachers, everybody here, men and women, they have given more than a cup of cold water. And I pray, Lord, their reward will not miss them in Jesus' name. Anything in your life that the devil has done or has been doing, this day you overcome in Jesus' name. The Lord is delighted in you. The Almighty is happy for your life. And he will show that delight and happiness and joy by showering his blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. In your life, there will be no loss. In your life, there will be no lack. In your life, there will be no limitation. You'll move from strength to strength and power to power in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Very quickly, we're looking at the word of God on the blessing of serving God. The blessing of serving God. You've been serving God since you were born again, since you came to know the Lord. And you've given your life, you've given your heart, you've given your spirit, you've given your talent, you've given your gift. Everything you've got, you've been serving the Lord. The Lord will not let you be without his promised blessing. Blessing will be upon your life. You go out, blessing will run after you. You come in, blessing will run after you. All the days of your life, the joy of the Lord will be your strength in Jesus' name. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened. Every time you give a word of comfort, a word of encouragement, a word of counsel, a word of upliftment to another person, the Lord heard. And he wrote, he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Even the people that did not speak, they only thought about his name. The Lord is taking record. He knows you've been thinking of him. And he knows you've been planning to serve him more and more. He takes note of that. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. When the judgment comes upon this world, the Lord will spare you. When calamity comes in your community, the Lord will spare you. And when fear and distress come upon your community, he says, he will spare you. As a father, as a man spareth his own son, serving him. Verse 18. Then shall ye return and discern and distinguish and know between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. God will make a difference between you and the people who are not serving God. There is a word I want you to write down. It's the word sever. S-E-V-E-R. It means to separate. It means to distinguish. It means to make a difference. I want you to always have it in your mind, if you are born again, if you are a child of God, you are serving the Lord, that the Lord is going to sever you. He's going to separate you from the people that are not serving him. And so when a plague breaks out, when calamity breaks out, when difficulties and challenges break out in any nation, always remember you are a different person. Always remember the Lord makes a difference between you and the people of the world. And those diseases of Egypt will not come upon your life in Jesus' name. Let me just show you that word in Exodus chapter 8. Exodus chapter 8, reading from verse 22. Exodus chapter 8, verse 22, and I will sever and I will separate in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end, that is for the purpose, that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. The Lord is saying, it makes a difference between the people of God and those who are not the people of God. Look at chapter 9, verse 4. And the Lord shall sever, separate between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. That's the difference it makes. Your children will be protected. Your property will be protected. Your family will be protected. Whatever evil is happening to people outside the kingdom, you in the kingdom of God, God's favor and God's blessing will be upon your life. Give me a good amen there. The blessing of serving God. Three things we're going to look at. Number one, God's promise for all who serve him. God's promise for all who serve him. We're looking at Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23. I'm reading from verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. Give me a good amen. Amen. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. As you serve the Lord, here is the pay. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays to serve the Lord. It is not in vain that you have given your life to Christ. It is not in vain you've gone through all the persecution, all the opposition. It is not in vain that you say, come what may, I've decided to follow Jesus. There's no turning back, there's no turning back. They laughed at you, they jeered at you, they oppressed you, they opposed you, they persecuted you. You said, all the same, I'm going to follow Christ. He will reward your faithfulness. He says, ye shall serve the Lord, and he'll bless your bread, he'll bless your water. And he says, he will take sickness away from the midst of you. Verse 26, there shall nothing cast their young. If you have been going through miscarriages, this day, miscarriage is canceled. Nor be barren. If you have been barren, you'll be the father, you'll be the mother of children. Nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You will not die prematurely. In Job chapter 36. Job chapter 36. I'm reading from verse 7. In Job chapter 36, verse 7. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous. He's always watching over you. You're a righteous person. You're serving the Lord. You go up. You go to the valley. You're going for his sake. You're going for his name. You're going for his ministry. You're going for his word. And because of that, he will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. But of the kings are they on the throne. Yea. He doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. Promotion is coming your way. Amen. He will exalt you in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 11, if they obey and serve him, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. That's your name written right there. Amen. He will bless you. Amen. Your days will not be a days of regret and days of sorrow and days of remorse. It will be a day of seeing the blessings of God upon your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Your children are fortunate because you are a Christian. Your children are fortunate because you have known the Lord and then you brought them to this world. You'll not bring them to suffering. You'll bring them to blessing. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." No subtraction in your life, addition. I said no subtraction in your life. What is it? Addition. No division in your life. There will be multiplication, because the Lord himself will fulfill his promise upon you because you serve the Lord. We're looking at Acts of the Apostles chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. I'm reading from verse 23. "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Paul the Apostle said, "I have one quality and I have one characteristic. I belong to God, whose I am, and I serve God. And it says, whom I serve." Look at verse 24, saying, "Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee." Would you look up for a moment? All these people sailing with Paul, they were not his relatives. They were not part of his family. They were just people that happened to be in the same boat as he was. And there was a storm on the sea. Everybody was afraid. For the past 14 days, they didn't eat anything because of their fear. They thought they were going to die. And then the angel of God was sent unto Paul. And the angel said, "Fear not, Paul." I come to tell you, fear not. Amen. I said, fear not. Because the Lord knows that you are serving him. Every minute, every moment of Paul's life, since he knew the Lord, he just served the Lord. They persecuted him, he served the Lord. They slandered him, he served the Lord. And God said, "I've taken note of your service. Therefore, I will preserve your life." He will preserve your life. And then he says, "Even the people that sail with you, because of you, I will preserve their lives." Don't you know then, he'll protect your wife. He'll protect your husband. He'll protect your children. All the people that come under your roof, because you're serving the Lord, he'll protect them and provide for them in Jesus' name. Verse 25, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. It shall be. In your life, it shall be. In your family, it shall be. In your ministry, it shall be. Everything you lay your hand upon will prosper for God's glory. Amen. Point number two now, God's power while you serve him. God's power while you serve him. I'm looking at 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. And we're reading from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 20. Verse 1. And you look at the power of God on behalf of the people who are serving the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. It says in verse 1, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus says the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt, what's that word? Die and not live. Look up here. You know, sometimes we fear people that we know have a record of saying something, and it always comes to pass. A person like Isaiah was a special prophet. There are many prophets in the Bible, many prophets in the Old Testament. There are some of the prophets you read in the New Testament that the prophet spoke. Isaiah was more than just a prophet that spoke. And you read, as it was written by the prophet so and so, Isaiah spoke, Isaiah wrote. Other prophets spoke about Babylon, they spoke about Greece, they spoke about Medo-Persian Empire, they spoke about many other things. Isaiah spoke about Israel, he spoke about Judah, he spoke about the nations, and he spoke about Christ. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. And he talked about a lot of things about Christ. If you want to know the life of Christ from conception on to resurrection, go to Isaiah. That's the kind of quality of prophecy that Isaiah had. That great prophet, that notable prophet, that prophet that never missed it. He came to this man and said, Hezekiah, he said, yes, set your house in order, because thou shalt die and not live. What if somebody came to you like that and said something like that? Then you are fearful. From this day, you will not be afraid. And Satan will not determine the span of your life. Enemies will not determine the length of your life. The prophets, no matter who they are, there's a prophet there, there's a prophet there, there's a prophet on the television, a prophet over the radio, a prophet on the sea, a prophet on the land. Those prophets, they will not determine the length of your life in Jesus' name. If you know who you are, if you know the reward of the righteous, and somebody comes to you and he says, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Hezekiah did not argue with Isaiah. Hezekiah did not even beg Isaiah, go tell the Lord for me. He said, okay, you can go. Look at the next verse here. Then he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember. You know, you must have something in your life that you can tell the Lord to remember. But if you are a Christian, a so-so Christian, if you are a Christian, a wishy-washy Christian, if you are a Christian, an idol Christian, if you are a Christian, a church-going Christian, I go to church on Sunday, tell me more. I also go to retreat, tell me more. Anytime there's crusade and I don't feel too tired, I also attend crusade. That's all you do. But this Hezekiah said, Lord, let's talk about this. Remember. Remember, if you were to tell the Lord in your life after you became born again, what will you tell the Lord to remember? I pray that you'll be able to say, Lord, remember, I stand. Stand up for Jesus, his soldiers of the cross. When the wind is blowing, when discouragement is coming, when the persecutions are there, you are one of the people standing for the Lord in that community where you are. You'll be able to say, Lord, remember, from this day, live your life in such a way that should in case an Isaiah comes to you and he says, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Live your life in such a way that you'll go to God and say, God, remember. I pray he will remember. Look at verse 3. I beseech you, Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. Come to verse 4. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out of the into the midst, into the middle court, that the word of God came to him, saying, turn again. The prophet will come back again. Amen. I said he'll come back again. Amen. That negative prophecy will be reversed. Because your service will be remembered. And because your labor of love in the kingdom will be remembered. That's why God said, turn again and tell Ezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I thought you would say amen. We're no more talking about Ezekiah is gone. You are the one. You are the Ezekiah there today. I have heard your prayer. Amen. All those tears, God has wiped them away. Amen. All the sorrow, God has taken them away. Amen. All the fears, will this happen? Will this happen? What will happen to me? What will happen to me? The Lord has heard your prayer. Amen. Then he said, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Amen. Behold, I will heal thee. Amen. On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add addition. And I will add addition. Everybody say addition. Addition. I will add unto thy days. How many years? 15 years. And I will deliver thee and the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. He will deliver you. Amen. And the Lord added 15 years unto his life. I don't know what dream, you know, the person over there that you heard, and it appears you saw the coffin, and then they put you there. And they're putting you into the grave. And since that time, it's like you have been afraid, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. It changed your stature. It changed even your personality. It changed everything about you. The Lord tells me to tell you that thing is canceled. Amen. You will live in Jesus' name. Amen. And now you begin to plan. If the Lord gave you 15 extra years, how will you spend those 15 extra years? Begin to plan. I have 15 extra years, 20 extra years, 30 extra years to spend. Where will I go? What mountain will I climb? What ladder will I climb? And whose life will I touch? You are going to do something you've never done for the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Point number 3, God's plan for those who serve him. God's plan for those who serve him. Jeremiah. I'm reading from chapter 29. Jeremiah 29. And we're looking at verse 11. God has a plan for you. I said God has a plan for you. Yeah. Well, yes, I know that the devil too may have his own plan. And the plan of God is written on a book that is kept in the throne of God. The plan of Satan is written on a useless sheet of paper that is not even inside the book. The wind of the Holy Ghost will come and blow that paper away. Because the plan of God is surer, is more definite than the plan of Satan. The plan of Satan is destroyed against your life. God has a plan for the people that serve him. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you an expected end. Your expectation will not be caught short. This year is 2000, and tell me, is the year of the fulfillment of your expectation. The Lord has come before you this year, and this year you are alive not by accident. You are here for a purpose. You are here. The plan of God will be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Now get ready for the injection. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Every word I promise you here is going to be fulfilled. Every plan of God revealed to you for your life will be fulfilled in Jesus' name. I'm coming now to the chapter of the Bible, Psalm 91, the Psalm of Injection. I said the Psalm of Injection. He that dwelleth in the secret place where the devil cannot see you. He that dwelleth in the secret place where the evil past cannot see you. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. What's the next word there? Tell me out loud. Tell me the word again. You know, as you go through life, you wake up in the morning, the word surely will go before you. You're going for an interview, that word surely will go before you. Anywhere you go, you are the one, heaven backs you up. The angels of God, they surround you. And never forget, there's no doubt in your life. And there is no maybe or perhaps in your life. Surely, it says, surely. Everybody say surely again. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When we were young, there were some bullies. Bullies are the people that, you know, they want to make a coward out of everybody. And they're big, but you know, there are some trees that are big, but they are hollow inside. They don't have anything inside, but they're big. And these boys, they're like bigger than their age. And they walk around the school like bullies. And if you are in the boarding house, like I was in the boarding house when I was young, and say, take that bucket of water. And the way they talk, say, yes, sir. Even though you're in the same class, and then you pick it, say, put it there. And then after you put it there, and you're, where are you going? Take this one. Take it there. Bullies. But, and if you don't, they say, I will knock you. Your father will not remember who you are. Have you heard of such people like that before? And then I was watching them. One day, there was this little boy that came to our school. And this bully thought that because he was of a tiny stature, we call him Tiny Torch. He was of little stature. And this bully came and said, pick this up. And the boy was looking at him like this. And he said, I said, pick this up. And the little boy, Tiny Torch, said, if you talk to me like that again, like you talk to so-and-so, you will forget who you are. And that big boy, the bully, he knew that he met his match. But he wanted to cover up. He said, okay, another day, another day. If you know who you are, you will not be afraid anymore. all those bullies that are hollow in the heart, and they say, carry this. Me, I will not carry anything except what Jesus gives me to carry. Go there. I will not go anywhere except where Jesus tells me to go. All those bullies, we will silence them in Jesus' name. If you say, I am not like that, okay, but you know, I'm your father in the Lord, am I right?
Yes.
Come and hide behind me. I heard of a particular man in he wasn't a full member of Deeper Life. He was just, on the fence of Deeper Life. And anytime he had challenge or difficulty, he will run to the Deeper Life Bible Church, to the building. He will kneel down, no service. He said, God of Pastor so and so, God of Pastor, he will mention my name. Deliver me. Every time he was delivered. That's an outsider running to the church. You are not an outsider. You are inside here. I said, you are inside here. You will not be afraid again in Jesus' name. Look at all these testimonies we're hearing. All these testimonies, we bundle them together and we put in your hand. Because now they belong to you. That's why you're not afraid. Anybody afraid there? No more fear. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Then it says, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Get ready. I say, get ready for this. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. But it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall you. There shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. I will set him on high. The high positions in your nation, the Lord will take you there. It's time, children of God, climb to the highest position. Because he said, you will be head, you will not be tail. You will be above, you will not be beneath. The Lord will set you on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You read verse 16 yourself. Read that again for yourself. Now we're going to make it personal. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. Read it like that now. Now, as I go to the crusades, I don't know whether I've seen it here in Zambia, but in some of the crusades, somebody will come and say, praise the Lord. And then people say, hallelujah. Another person will say, praise the Lord. And they'll say, hallelujah. And then this person comes and he says, praise. people say, with long life, I say, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Long life. Long life. Long life. Who is that? Who is that? Tell the Lord, with long life, with long life, with long life will I satisfy him. I will show him my salvation. It's yours right there today. There is no fear and there is no sickness and there's no Satan that can touch your life. With long life will I satisfy him and I will show him my salvation. This is your day and your blessing is here. The Lord will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His blessing will be upon your life, and long life, he will grant unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Are there people serving God? Where are you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your promise for all who are serving you. For your power, your protection, for everyone serving you. I will thank you for your plan for those who are serving you. Every brother here, every sister here, I pray this year will be the year of fulfillment. It will be the year of their expectation being realized in Jesus' name. Every sickness that will hinder you from getting to that place God has appointed for you, I cancel that sickness. And every infirmity, every sin, the loss, the lack, the limitation against your life that will hinder you from getting there, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Every sin you have been afraid of in your life will be afraid of you from now on. Enemies who are afraid of will be afraid of you from now on. And all those sin that have been oppressing you on your head, on your mind, in your heart, on your body, I send them underneath your feet. You will trample over them. You will walk over them. With courage and conviction, you walk into the future. Your future is bright. Your future is glorious. Your future is wonderful. Everything that will hinder your progress, everything that will hinder the joy that will take you to the mountaintop, we cancel it in Jesus' name. The eyes of the Lord will be watching you. The glory of God will be upon you. The power of the Lord will surround you. A wall of fire is built around you. All those things that will destroy your life, they will not be able to penetrate in Jesus' name. You will not die young. You will not die prematurely. You will not die another person's death. With long life. With long life. With long life. The Lord will preserve you. He will show you his blessing. He will show you his glory. You will live to enjoy the work of your hand. All that you have labored for, the Lord will reward you abundantly. He will bless you on earth. He will take you to heaven, and the blessing will continue. I pray that the angels of God will always surround you. Protection of the Lord always surround you. All your needs will be supplied. He'll take care of you. And surely, 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 goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen.